Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
1 year ago, the Bears 1-5 and reeling. A year later, they're embracing the hopes and expectations of a revived football city. What's the biggest reason why, and what's changed the most?
It's somewhat remarkable to think back to that a year ago when Justin Fields had gotten injured. It was time to open the Bagency, and all kinds of things were swirling around the Bears coaching staff, the direction of the franchise, and how long it would be before Matt Eberflus was fired. We were having these kind of conversations just a year ago, and now it seems like that was a long time ago. What's changed? Well, Matt Eberflus has leaned into his personality a little bit more. He took over defensive play calling duties and frankly saved his job. He, as a head coach, he's a very good defensive coordinator who's becoming a better head coach. He's making things seem more comfortable. He's more at ease. He worked on his communication skills in the offseason, which improved his ability as a leader. And I think that all falls under the category of leadership, and he has become a better leader. So that's where I think it began. But let's face it, where it continued and where it has now ascended, they changed the complexion of the franchise and the future of the operation when they drafted Caleb Williams. He walks in the building. He is immediately in charge. He has an easy confidence. We had questions about how he would adapt and adjust. It looks like he's going to be just fine. There will be obstacles to overcome. Nobody's celebrating anything yet, but there is a vibe. There is a hopefulness. There is optimism, and it is a different mentality at Halas Hall and a different feeling in the city. 1 year later, things are looking up and headed in the right direction for the Bears.
Ryan Poles has gotten better at his job. David, I think you're right. Matt Eberflus has gotten better at his job. The players they have brought in have bought into the culture that they're setting at Halas Hall. They've bought into it. And I think that also is a big tip of the cap to both of the guys that we're talking about in Poles and in Eberflus. And the other thing is, yeah, they have the quarterback. And I'm not going to sit here and say that they have the wrong quarterback, but I will bring this up. And I think Pittsburgh's kind of going through the same thing. I would argue that the Bears could have the same record right now with Justin Fields. They might even be one game better with Justin Fields, who likes to run a little bit more. I don't know that they would have scored 30 points in back-to-back games as they have with Caleb Williams. But moving forward, Caleb Williams is the better answer to the question, which is who should be QB1 for the
Bears. I like that argument. I think it's interesting.
I think that the greatest difference, there's a lot of differences, but the talent level is so much better on their team. You know, Montez Sweat wasn't here at that point a year ago. They hadn't even made that trade yet. And by the way, Montez Sweat, who will be playing against the Washington Commanders for the first time since that trade.
He's going home too.
He's also going home. So that's a big one. You know, we know about getting Caleb and Roma Dunze, and we understand that Keenan Allen has come in, and all the upgrade in the talent. The Bears currently are 12th in the NFL with 24.7 points per game. So they are scoring in the top half of the league. They're 12th. And 12th with a bullet. Maybe they can start putting points together. That's what we were hoping for. Meanwhile, they're 5th in the league in points allowed at 16.8 per game. Defense is the whole goal for years and years. If you could hold a team to 17 points, they're doing it. Now, can they do it when they play the more explosive offenses and all? We're going to find all that out. But this is a team that's on a three-game winning streak, and their numbers are starting to look significantly better as well. You feel like they're a team on the rise, a team on the come, and you feel like they're just going to get better as the year goes on. Will that happen? Remains to be seen. But I think that there's a lot of really good things happening right now and a lot of reasons for it. The maybe the largest one is the talent level improving significantly.
It's a great point. Good drafts, smart drafts, a couple good personnel moves. The Montez Sweat deal was huge. When you talk about big differences from a year ago at this time, that's got to be near the top of the list.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams and Montez Sweat both joining the organization. Each guy has made his own impact quickly, but both guys can make the argument that they really changed the course of everything.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Good memory.
It's a really fun difference. So from one better. Year to the next. It's just like, beyond,
just
it's
in terms of this conversation, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bears had an off when they had a bye week last year. It was like, oh my gosh, do we have to talk about the Bears during the off week?
You know, I got to tell you, it's great to have a conversation about the Bears where it doesn't start with firing a coach, where you're on a 3-game winning streak. Had they lost one of those games and you're sitting here and you're like, yeah, you know, they're barely, you know, they can barely keep their head over. Well, there's just a different vibe right now at 4-2 than there would be at 3-3.
It's great to talk about which of the four teams in the NFC North is not going to be in the playoff hunt.
Exactly.
Rather than which of the four available head coaches will be the guy that you want to bring into Hallis Hall.
It's such a great point.